Good morning. Precipitation, mainly in the form of rain, moved into the region overnight, right on schedule, and continues during the morning drive this morning. Interior New York and New England will have a wet morning drive with even some wet snowflakes mixing in, mainly across the Catskills and Adirondacks, but little, if any, accumulation of this snow is expected as temperatures will be above freezing. Still, we basked in the 60s yesterday, but as the rain began and a cold front passed through, temperatures dropped sharply back through the 50s and 40s, some places even in the 30s early this morning. And temperatures will hold put today, even as the precipitation winds down this morning from west to east through New York and New England. A northwest wind flow will negate any sunshine that does come back during the course of the day. That front will steadily make progress off the eastern seaboard by late this afternoon and through the overnight hours, allowing high pressure to build in. That will continue to dry us out, and clouds will go away, leaving us with a clear, cold night as temperatures drop back into the 20s, even some teens by early tomorrow morning across the higher terrain. That high pressure overhead will dominate the weather for several days starting tomorrow. It'll be sunny but colder with highs in the mid-40s and lots of sunshine on Thursday thanks to that same high pressure center, and highs once again will stay in the mid-40s. Overnight lows through the mid and latter portion of the week will go back down into the 20s. We'll have some clouds mixing in on Friday and Saturday with weak disturbances passing through, but not enough to produce any precipitation. Sunshine mixed with clouds will allow temperatures to top out in the middle to upper 40s both Friday and Saturday, and even into the day on Sunday when we'll push up toward 50. The next system from along the eastern seaboard will bring us a chance of showers on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a powerful surface low pressure center currently in the western Aleutian Islands will track into the Gulf of Alaska today and last into the latter portion of the week. Near the center of the low, hurricane force wind warnings are out for winds in excess of 75 miles per hour, and storm warnings have been issued for a large part of coastal Alaska. Along the north slope, blizzard warnings have been issued with winds at times gusting over 30 to 40 miles per hour, driving visibilities down to near zero at times in snow and blowing snow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Tottori Airport in Japan at 3 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at Izumo Airport, also in Japan, at 5:22 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. There were 56 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Bath, New York. The 73-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1964 by 6 degrees. There were 19 daily record lows at El Morro, New Mexico. It was 6 below zero, and this is 13 degrees colder than the old record set in 1975. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog at 32 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and fog, 41 degrees, the dew point 38, 89% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.27 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Plant City, Punta Gorda, and Sarasota-Bradenton, all in Florida, to a low of 13 below zero at Warland, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy and windy with rain and temperatures falling into the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature, 58. That's 17 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday up until midnight. For the month, 0.05, and for the year, 32.12. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 276, and 762 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high 69 set in 1964, and the record low 13 in 1981. Sunrise this morning 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and rain early this morning with snow mixing in across the higher terrain. Some sunshine this afternoon with temperatures holding in the lower 40s or even falling into the 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s, teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds and rain this morning with some sunshine returning this afternoon, temperatures holding in the 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and rain early this morning with snow mixing in across the higher terrain. Some sunshine expected to return this afternoon with temperatures holding in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and rain this morning with some sunshine returning this afternoon, temperatures holding in the 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, clouds and rain this morning with some sunshine returning this afternoon, temperatures holding in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, much colder though in the mid-40s, mid-40s on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, and a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.